Good morning. If you go on a trip to Israel, especially if you're in a tour, you'll be offered a lot of falafel. And I must say that some of the best falafel I've ever had was in Minneapolis. Anyway, I'm serious. Overall, though, the food was quite good. The Israelis even have a great love, apparently, for bananas. It's the only country I know of that's not in the tropics that grows bananas by the millions, thousands of acres anyway, outside. I'm not sure how they do it, but they do it and they have a lot of bananas sitting around. Now, what moved me about this trip in particular, two things, each one having to do with the birth of Jesus and the other having to do with the death. We had the opportunity to go see a large rock that sits where they think Jesus was born, in Bethlehem. Some of us weren't able to bend down quite that far and actually touch the rock, but most people did. And it was an extremely moving experience. It was preceded, unfortunately, by a very long and disorganized line. And then when we got to the place where you had to go down a few steps to the site itself, those of us with claustrophobia got a little bit fearful because you go down, it seems like we're like this in the line, and then like this going down. And the number of people next to you doesn't change. Everybody goes down into this hole in the ground, basically. But of course, it was an extremely moving experience once we got down there. The other one was at the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus told Peter that he was grieved even to death, he said. And later he prayed to God by saying, my Father, let this cup pass from me, but let thy will be done. And to see this beautiful garden, well kept, it's very small and very well maintained. But to see that, and to know the agony that he was going through, and yet, of course, he always understated it. But I felt the agony that he was going through the night before he was crucified. So I'm so thankful that I got to be there. Thank you.